Everyone, welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this 23rd day of April 2023. I don't know what the number 23 may mean for you, but usually when we have these mirrored numbers, there's something special being emphasized in the order of things. For me, it just feels like springtime and the beginning of a new dimension of my life and an opportunity to be with all of you, communicating and sharing blessings for this world, and most especially for each of you. I really do give a lot of thought before coming to these calls because each one of you is so special to me. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of topics or takes on topics that we could talk about. But it's the same thing. And so that's why I tend to let you all lead off a little bit with your requests for blessings, because it gives me a little clue what's on your mind, what's on your heart, what you need, and what's going on in your life. And everybody really loves hearing your success stories from the blessings. They've been watching you go through whatever stuff is an issue for you, and all of us want to know when it's happily resolved, or at least on its way to being happily resolved. So, Nancy, I'm just going to say to you, thanks for being here. And why don't you take over the board, and we will let it flow.
Well, I sure will. It's an honor and a privilege always. I love being with everyone. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. And I do have something happy to share. Today is my son Gary and Amber's 7th anniversary. And they're just and they're a lovely couple and expecting their 3rd child. And we're watching that, the 2 little ones. Gary's out there hiding somewhere so I can be on the call. And they're out having fun. And so it's just, you know, it's just nice to see that, you know, their love and their marriage and their family life just, you know, adding to the beauty of planet Earth. So I just wanted to share that. That and have a little blessing for Gary and Amber, everyone. So,
Oh, they have it. Oh, my gosh. And they are such a sweet couple with a great future together.
I think so. You know, they're really solid, and they lean on each other. And, you know, things aren't always so easy for them. They struggle. They have to work hard. They're not in that realm of, you know, everything's so easy, right? But they have a positive attitude about things, and they just, you know, and they have their priorities straight, I guess.
Yeah. You know, faith never told us it would be easy. It just tells us we'll get there.
I love that. I do.
Yeah. Faith is the guiding light that allows us to keep going along a path that enriches our lives towards the accomplishments in life that matter. Not every accomplishment matters. And the longer you walk the path, if you walk it as long as I have, thank God I have, you find that there's just an awful lot of goals we felt were so important. And you look back and say, well, silly me. Why did I put so much heart and effort into trying to do that? I should have just let it happen if it wanted to, but keep my eye on what was essential.
Mm.
And I think that's one of the things that we learn to do through faith and through asking for blessings. Because, you know, we don't really ask God. We could. No, I mean, you can ask God for anything. But I think our requests of God help to refine our priorities. Because we ask God for those things that are so important to us that failing is not an option. It just isn't. We have a child that's hurting. Failing is not an option. We have devoted our lives to a marriage and someone we love. Failing is not an option. Our prayers to God help us refine our priority. And that, in many ways, feeds into the explanation Yeshua gave in Love Without End of the Ten Commandments and their meaning in love. The first commandment being, you shall have no other gods before you. Meaning, I am the priority in this universe. I am the singular source of this universe. And in relation to that, we start refining our priorities. One of the things that I have learned through many years of basically good living, but corrective in all ways as we go along, isn't that true of all humanity? And thank goodness we do correct ourselves. But one of the things I have observed is the amount of energy I wasted in things that were not important. Sometimes I've learned actually, get to the end of my week, and if I'm a little bit out of energy, without enough energy to spend on a creative and good weekend, I ask myself, okay, Glenda, you hard knocks queen, what did you spend your energy on this week that you didn't have to? I learned a lot from that question, from answering that question. And it has helped to refine my priorities. And I find, go ahead, Nancy, what?
No, I just think that's really helpful and sure simplifies things, you know, really, to just keep your eye on, like you said, what is essential. Boy, you know, we could really help ourselves with that.
Well, actually, what I have found is that is my way to help the blessings along. Because God doesn't bless trivia. Do I need to say that louder?
Yeah, God, say that again, bless. God.
Yeah. God doesn't bless trivia. Now, he doesn't have it. Okay. And as long as it's not hurting ourselves or other people, he says, well, kids will be kids. You know, he indulges us, looks away. And I'm sure he's hoping we'll get back to what's essential, as any good parent would. But he doesn't come in and bless our sandcastles, because he knows it's going to get washed away when the tide comes in. But he lets us play. He lets us have them. But the way we move our life energy more towards what is essential and important and fulfilling for us is we cut out the trivia. You know, there's just a lot of stuff online, on TV, chit chat, with neighbors, it's just stuff, you know, we really don't need to do. And one of the most powerful conversations I have found in my life is the conversation with silence. When I get myself into a state of utter and complete silence, where not even thoughts are making words, I am so richly blessed with revelation, with peace, with clarity, and energy. Energy. So I highly recommend that. And I don't know how this all came about from your request, Nancy, but I
that was great.
I think it reminded me of my many years of marriage, and if there was anything I would do to strengthen it. I have a strong marriage, but, you know, all marriages have their issues. They have their down times, and their struggles, because those two people are identical. And if we were identical, why bother getting married? You know, really. We bring new and different things to each other. And there's always an adjustment involved. a little bit of collaboration involved, a little give and take involved, but that's life.
That's so good. Thank you. Gosh,
okay.
I think you set up the call for today for sure.
We have
some wonderful callers here today. So welcome everybody. And I'm going to open our first line. Thank you, Glenda, for that. And we have Elizabeth here. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Nancy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello. Oh, great. I'd just like to ask a blessing for my sister Virginia today. They had a tornado up in her hometown in Roscoe in the Upper West Side, and part of her roof is gone. Windows have trees come through them, and it's a real mess in Sullivan County for not only her but her friend Sonia. Garages are down, but she's alive, everybody's alive, the animals are alive, so that's the main thing. But she's just so.
Thank you, God.
She had the broken leg, then her two beloved dogs died, then she had to move her house, and now she just moved into the house 3 weeks ago, and now all the half the roof's gone, and FEMA is there. So if you could just, I'd just like to ask a blessing for my sister Virginia and everybody around her. To just give them strength. I spoke to her, she's very weepy, and she said she can't take anymore, and I know how she's feeling. So if Yeshua could just hold her in his arms, please, Glenda, thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Thank
you. Hold her in our arms and in our hearts, and most of
thank
all,
you.
In the heart of God.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
so
my human response is the worst is over for Virginia.
Yes, exactly.
The worst is over. And now, just look for the sun breaking through and follow the light.
Yes. She'll be okay, I know. It's just
yes,
right
she
today.
Will. And I think she will realize the worst is over. Not right now. She's in shock right now. And shock is a very, very debilitating condition to be in.
Thank you, Glenda.
You're
welcome. Thank you, Elizabeth. We've all got her on our list for sure. And, Glenda, we have Stormy. Your line is open. Hi, Stormy.
Yes, I had a beautiful blessing experience several days ago. I reached out my hand through time and space, like I do occasionally, and put it upon a friend of mine's hand as I asked them to reach their hand out. And they said they had an experience, and that was a blessing. And I also took our hands and placed it upon the hand of Jesus while he is holding the staff in the painting, Love Without End. And I said, now pull that staff away where he can reproduce it again, always, every day. And now you have that staff to hold in your hand to support you spiritually and physically on your journey. And another part of the technique is that you can take that energy and actually put it into a actual wooden staff that you can walk with if you care to. But more happened while I'm doing this technique. I heard Jesus, because of what we talked about last week about painting, I could hear the staff, I could hear Jesus pounding the staff on the earth in the picture, and it goes, pa-poom, pa-poom, pa-poom. And I can hear this as the heartbeat of the love of Jesus resonating into the very core of the earth and resonating into the very core of our own spiritual journey to help smooth and create the chaos you talked about last week, and bring an everlasting love that is available. And I thought that was a beautiful, beautiful technique that I went through, and that each of us can have that staff and use it for a real visual spiritual support. And we can also tap that staff onto the earth to bring about a loving center of the peace that passes all understanding. And I just thought that was really beautiful. That's why I called you the other day. I don't know if you got the message or not.
It really, really is beautiful. I love that, Stormy. Yes, I got your message, but I couldn't talk. I have not had a voice for quite a while. So thank you, God, that I'm here today with a voice. And I am getting better. Thank all of you for your prayers, your blessings. And this has been really quite a challenging situation and journey for me. But I am on the lighted side of it now, looking up towards a week of probably complete healing. And at least I feel strong about life, about myself, and everything that's happening. I am writing now, writing on our books that are coming forth, and it gives me a really lovely opportunity just to sit and be quiet and write and speak with Yeshua. And it doesn't matter if I can't talk, because I talk with Spirit. But getting back to you, Stormy, thank you so much for your dedication to healing and helping and lifting up the world, our community, and we all love you. So we wish you.
The other part of the message is that Jesus, because of what we talked about last week, Jesus also is pounding the stick on the earth. Pa-poomp, pa-poomp, pa-poomp. And he's saying in the picture, come and get me, I'm here.
I like that. Okay.
I've been listening to it all week long. It's like, you know, and also it's a message for us to say, I am here. You are here. But most importantly, in looking for where the picture is in painting, stirring up some energy, saying, you know, come and get me.
Come and get me. I would like that very, very much.
I just thought that was it's really, really noticeable energy, but also for each of us on this call. Can reach into the painting and take the staff and put it in your hand and use it for your spiritual support and physical support. I thought that was a very, very beautiful gift that he imbued upon me while I'm doing this technique, because I'm just always creative, you know that. That was a really, really special blessing, and the energy that is in this world. Well, let's go on to the next caller, because I could bless for 2 days.
Yes, you could go on and on. Your blessings never end, Stormy. But we do have to take turns. Okay,
bye-bye.
My friend, bye-bye.
Thank you, Stormy. Okay, Glenda, we have Eva. Hi, Eva. I hope you're doing well.
Well, I'm doing better, but not as well as I would like. My mind is getting better. That's what
good.
I really have to work. Because I have to
Amen.
Learn how to learn
everything.
Yeah. In my past, so many memories came up of things that I was doing years ago that just were not healthy in the brain.
And I need to change all of that. And when I was weaker in body, it just was harder to do. So blessings for me, but not just for me. I have I want blessings to get better still. But one of my friends' husband passed away in his sleep this past week. And her name is Helen, and his name is Hans. And they have two children and several grandchildren. The children are Caleb and Joshua. And so I would like blessings for them, because I often think that's a very hard thing to cope with when somebody goes so suddenly that way. But for the person themselves, as my daughter said, well, for him, it's good. I mean, you know, it's a...
I can't think of a better way to go, frankly.
Yeah. Right. You know? But for the people that are left,
Yeah, I've got just a general comment that we do hold it in our hearts, because it's a very difficult thing for those of us left behind to accept. Really, we don't want to accept an empty hole where someone we love so much used to stand. It's very difficult. But one general comment I think we all need to hold in mind is that we're all going to go. We're all going to go. There is no one exempt from that. And I think Yeshua confirmed that in his life, to be like unto a human, that he also had to die. We're all going to die. But what we all don't necessarily do is really live. So that's where the emphasis needs to be, everybody. Are you really living while you're here? And are you really anticipating and preparing to live again on the other side of death? Death is just the doorway, just a transition into another space. The soul doesn't die. The soul never dies. But the body will. It's just a given. We're all going to have to deal with it. We're all going through that doorway. But are you really living now? And are you nourishing your soul in such a way that your soul has some B12 in it, some oxygen, some vital energy, that on the other side of that gate, you just pop up into the light and say, "Hey guys, I'm here." And they're gonna come running and hug you and say, "We couldn't wait for you to get over here. What took you so long?" And you'll say, "Well, everybody on the other side missed me and they love me and I love them." So we go through this celebration of transition. And that's all it is, a celebration of transition. But the key is keep your attention on life and the living. That's it.
Yeah.
In all things, in all ways, keep your attention on life and the living. And all types of life. You know, there's of course biological life, but there's also emotional life. Take a look at your I went through a few years where I was letting my emotions dry up a little bit, because this is when Larry was getting really deep into Alzheimer's, and we had so many struggles with saving our home and just other things too, I don't need to bore you with. But I was inhibiting my emotional life, because I didn't think I would like the emotions I would be having. And so I would say my emotional life is on a pretty skinny thread. Now, there's also your energetic life. That is the life with which you create life. Are you actually being creative, my friend? Are you cultivating energy and then using it, expressing it? If only just going shopping and smiling at people and bringing with you a great attitude and looking down the aisles and thinking about, you know, I haven't had that in a long time. I think it would be fun to make that up again. That's creative. So how's your creative life? Okay? How's your mental life? This is what Eva was bringing up. She's noticed that her mental life is doing better. And one of the things that causes our mental life to get, well, shall we say, a little dull or dreary, is we can get piled up with problems we can't solve. And that's actually the job of our mind, to solve problems. Our mind is, the job of our mind is to manage the organs of our body. You know, it's the master switch that makes sure we keep breathing, that sort of thing. And it's the problem solver. And by nature, it's kind of polarized because every problem is a polarity. So it can handle these polarities. Our heart doesn't like polarities. It doesn't do well with them. But our mind does well with polarity. But if you got problems that are piled up, you couldn't solve them, maybe do one or two things. Go get some help solving some problems that really should be solved. The other is throw the rest in the garbage. There's water under the bridge long ago, and the only reason you feel a need to solve them is your ego wants the satisfaction to say, yeah, I conquered that. I did that. I made it work. Well, you know what? I've gone back and solved in these last 3 years problems. I thought I'd never solve it. I solved them. And I said, well, it doesn't matter anymore. Why did I even waste energy solving a problem that's irrelevant now? You know, like trying to figure out where I put Larry's clothes. You know, really? Well, I'm going to put them in the donation pile is where I'm going to put them. Our problems get redefined as we go through life, my friend. Redefine some of those problems. And the other thing about our mind is that we don't want to remember some things because our mind is kind of like, well, it's the Google of our lives. It's got a certain bandwidth, and when that bandwidth fills up with memories we don't want to deal with, we get overloaded, and you may just need to flush some of it out. You know the best way to do that? I bet you're going to outguess me. Forgive. Forgive that which you didn't like. It doesn't have to be horrible. If you didn't like it, you know? Maybe you didn't like that your mom served the same flavor of ice cream every time your family had ice cream. And you go, oh, sis, can't we have something else? Well, that was just the fussiness of the kid. It's just there. It's gone. She's probably gone by now. And you're free to have whatever kind of ice cream you want to have, or none at all. Okay? A lot of problems just get redefined by new experience. You need to learn how. Flush out the piles. Forgive. And here's one thing about forgiveness. Forgiveness sets you free from things that are tying you back in time. Tying you back in time. That's not a good thing to do. Being tied back in time. Okay. And one of the reasons, well, we've already covered one of the reasons. We want to solve the problem that was connected to it. We'll forget that. Okay, let's go on to the biggest one. Is we're actually afraid of giving our approval to something that really was a bad thing. It hurt people. And we're just stubborn about saying, well, I'm never going to approve of that. So I can't forgive it. Well, my friend, you don't approve of anything when you forgive. And you couldn't approve of anything because you don't have that power. And God didn't give you that power. You don't get to approve of anything, my friend. You know, you either resolve it by law And by law, I mean everything from the law of God, law of the universe, law of human decency, civil law. You either give it to the law, you let it go. Because your opinion has no bearing on the life of another person. It really, really doesn't, and you were never empowered to grant permission for bad deeds. You can't do that. It's not in your province as a human being. And the fact that you forgive doesn't mean that person has been approved. Doesn't mean they've been exempted from judgment by God, Spirit, the law, whatever else they may need to be judged by, or their own karmic comeback. Their life is their life. It's not yours. It's not yours. Your life is what you need to be taking care of, my friend. Your life. And the best way to take care of your life, the very best way, is in present time. Anything that hangs you back 10 years is taking energy from you like a parasite. Energy away that you need right now to take care of your life right now. Giving you the power to make new decisions over life. So, life and the living is where it's at, my friend. And then you are truly living your life. And that's what matters.
Wow. That's the pathway to success, Glenda. And I guess everybody's
right.
Picked up on that, right? I mean, and
yeah,
actually,
you read all about it. That chapter called Pathways to Success.
And he said the whole universe is built around a priority for life and the living. So it's pretty smart to think of it like that, you know?
Yeah. And if you wonder why you're not rising up to success, well, you're not giving enough of your life and the living. Your life is all stuck back there 10 years ago. It's something you can't let go of. Forgiveness just means you let go. It doesn't mean you correct or have the permission to correct anybody's life or judge them in that sense. You know, we talked about judgment last time, and I hope that I was not misunderstood. Because judgment can mean a number of things. One is just good, accurate, qualified determination. Like I asked someone for a reference for builder, and they said, oh, you gotta get George Hancock builders. They have wonderful judgment about certain things. So, that's the kind of judgment that's good. To learn about products, to learn what you're doing, feels that betrayed, and you make good determinations about everything. And actually, my friends, even about humans. Let's just say you own a company. And you're hiring. You're putting on some new staff. You're looking over resumes. You're looking over references from previous employers. You're going to need to make determinations because it's a bad deal for you and the other person if you get the wrong person in the slot. And that involves judgment. Now, here's where Yeshua was really, actually, before I end that topic, the whole Old Testament is about that kind of judgment, teaching us to be wise in our determinations about life. The whole book of Proverbs, guys, the books written by Solomon are all about wisdom and that kind of judgment. And it was considered to be a good thing. But at that point in time, the Israelites were not dominated by Rome. Rome brought a whole new legal system. And its legal system was completely politically driven. Completely power politically driven. If you said anything or did anything against anyone in power, you were wrong. It wasn't based on facts. It wasn't based on what really is a good determination of life. It was just, oh, you said a wrong word against the governor, well, off of your head. Yeah, they didn't even look for justification. Or if they did look for justifications, it was after first saying you were guilty. There was no such thing as you're innocent until proven guilty. And actually, the law of Rome prevailed all the empires of Europe for almost 2,000 years, well, 1,800 years. All the countries of Europe, and it's one of the things that made England such a thinking country to be part of at the time of the American Revolution, because you were just taxed because of what England needed, not because of a percentage of what you were expected to contribute based upon your earnings, your holdings, etc. No, England needed a certain amount, so get it from them. Just take it. They were literally robber barons. And so one of us, not one, but all of our founders decided, I don't know which one came first, probably Thomas Jefferson came first, but they all agreed. You've got to state very clearly, every person is innocent until proven guilty. Okay? And that's the kind of judgment that Yeshua was holding up for us to learn. To love another first, to love them first. And then if something has to be corrected, let it be. Let it be done thoughtfully. Let it be done with correct and insightful determination about what needs to be corrected. But we don't go around casting accusations as judgment. That's what he was saying. You don't do. You don't just get an attitude. And because you've got an attitude, that becomes a judgment. That, I really wanted to make that clear. Because we're dealing with that in our country right now. For the first time. Really, in 300 years, the first time. You got to be really careful about what you say. And people aren't listening to reason. You just be careful what you say. And you will be judged if it doesn't conform to what we think you should be saying. That's not a good thing for this country.
Yeah.
It is. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, it seems to me, too, like regardless of which side you go on, it makes you kind of still part of the story rather than part of the vision and what we could really create,
mm-hmm.
You know? And you got to kind of step outside. You got to step outside of it and have a bigger view, a viewpoint, like you're saying, with that kind of keen judgment and discernment and awareness that allows you to, you know, bring to the table something new, the life and the living thing, you know? No one did a better job. I mean, the way he taught you that about when he did say, let the dead bury the dead, you know, follow life and the living, I never really understood it until, you know, the teaching through Yeshua to you came for me and just blessed my life. That was just powerful. I mean,
I would recommend his words to anybody. Read that chapter. You'll be glad you did. And read it again in a new time after hearing this, because when he was saying, judge not, lest you not be judged, okay? He said that. That's a quote. Judge not, lest you not be judged. He means exactly what's going on right now in our country. You judge, but from an attitude, you're going to get a contrary attitude put right back in your face. And there'll be no settlement. It'll just be, okay, you're out with me now. Don't speak to me again. We're on the opposite side of the fence. You'll be cursed. Because you projected an attitude as a judgment. So, questions are probably the best thing to do right now. Someone cast an attitude at you. You could say, well, could you tell me more about that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let them talk. Let them ventilate, get it out of their system and say, well, okay, thanks for sharing. I'll take that in consideration. Walk away. You know? Don't fight over attitudes, my friends. Do not fight over attitudes. Do not fight over insane accusations. Don't fight over these things. There's nothing to fight about because there's no real intelligent determination behind many of the things that are being said. So, let it pass. Well, Nancy, I think we need to take a look at our board again, but
okay.
I want to say, Eva, thank you for letting us be part of your life and being part of ours. We will remember you in our prayers.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate being a part of your life, which has helped my life very much. It's just that right now I was in that spot where I was having trouble with my emotions, as you were talking about yours with Larry, and emotions run deep, but
be patient.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
Yeah, I need it. I would like it to speed up, but thanks for the prayers and blessings. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eva. We love you. We have Aria on the line. Aria, your line's open. Hi.
How's everyone? Yeah, I'm gonna need Stormy staff from Yeshua. I've been dealing with the bulging disc issue, and so I went to decompression, three times. And, apparently it's also my hip. So I'm going to, seek out, orthopedic, and, hopefully, it's excruciating pain when I, you know, move the hip up, down, laying, anything I do, it really hurts on the left hip.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know.
Yeah, you do know, Glenda.
I do.
Yeah.
God bless you. And,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be forever.
Right.
And it could pass very suddenly.
Oh. That's helpful.
Yeah. It could.
Well, I would like that. I'm wondering about faith healers. There's a lady told me about a lady who was a follower of Catherine Coleman, and she's going to be in Phoenix, Paradise Valley, I think. Anyway, I can't sleep over or anything, but I was just wondering if what you thought about that. You know, because I do have faith.
Well,
either way,
your faith is what will make you whole.
Right.
Your faith is what will make you whole. But sometimes you need agreement on it.
Yeah.
Agreement creates reality. And as for my advice on her, well, I don't know. Every field of healing has their better and their ordinary and their maybe wanting to be good versions of that technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a sliding scale in every technology.
Yeah.
You go to, I'm very careful about who I go to in traditional scientific medicine, because that just because they've got an MD degree doesn't mean they really, really know what they're talking about
exactly.
On a human scale.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true of every venue of healing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say start by talking to her and see how you feel as you talk to her, because the spirit has no boundaries. Her, especially being a faith healer, her spirit will connect with your spirit.
No, I just got the shivers.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, thank you. But in the meantime, if beloved you and Yeshua and all the beautiful people here could just help with that, just getting me through until, you know, I can just move a little better, without excruciating pain.
Absolutely.
My spiritual life is my life. And without that, without this community, without that, I would be like, you know, not doing half as good as I'm doing, considering. So I give thanks. I give so much love and gratitude. So much. Thank you.
You can hear it in your voice.
We love you too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Aria.
Thank you.
You sound positive, and you sound hopeful, mm-hmm. and you have faith, so it's wonderful.
Yeah. And keep looking. You will find the right person.
Okay.
I've heard of lots of stories of, you know, Mother Teresa and no one intending, she didn't intend, and people were healed. I've heard things of, you know, people hugging her. It just happens. Uh-huh. You never know. You know?
Thank you for that. Oh, please, thank you. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Alia. We have Mara. Hi, Mara.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm calling to put in a request for prayers for one of my nephews who was in a serious accident. He is taking a turn for the better as of yesterday, and we are all very grateful for that. But his family, of course, has been upset and concerned for him, and also for my sister, who is in assisted living, and she has not been real well, so they've been concerned about her. But she also is very strong, and she is getting along, but certainly could use all those prayers and all of your prayers and mine, and also the suggestions that came with Stormy today. That was very interesting and wonderful. So all of you, again, I thank all of you for all of your prayers and your love and this community, and that's my prayer for today and my request.
We've heard it and we've got it in our heart, Maura.
Thank you so much.
It's so good to hear your voice, Maura. How long have we known each other? I would say it's about 20 years.
Yes, it's very, very close to that. If not all of that. I think a good friend of mine who is now deceased is the one that introduced me to you. And, of course, the first time I heard about you, I had gone to her for a massage because I had been in a car accident myself. I had been rear-ended in a rainstorm. But anyway, so we got talking now and then, and she said, well, you're so interested in science, so she said, I thought you might enjoy listening to this tape. There's a woman in Texas, you were in Arizona then, I think, or maybe Texas. I'm not sure at that point, but at any rate, she said, you listen to this tape. And I was walking behind her, Glenda, and she and I sort of rolled my eyes because I thought, oh, here we go again. And because people were always trying to convert me to any particular thing. And she said, now you don't have to like it. She said, I just think you might like it. It's called Jesus on Science. And so I literally threw it into the seat. Of the front seat of my car on the opposite side on my way home. And then I thought, what's wrong with me? I've never had anything against Jesus. I'll listen to it because Ruth Ann is such a wonderful person. So I did. And that was the beginning. And I went home and I listened, and I listened again, and again, and again. And she laughed, and she said, would you like the rest of the tapes? And I said, oh, I do.
That's great.
That was how it all started.
Wonderful. But, you know,
wonderful.
If you were listening to text,
my life.
If you were listening to text, I could have still been in Texas, which would make us knowing each other more than 20 years.
Oh, that's what I kind of thought. It was a long time, and at first I had trouble with when the computer started coming into the picture. And well, I've always never been very good at technology, but anyway, Glenda, I just was so thrilled and with what I was learning, and felt a freedom that I had never experienced in my life like that before, ever. I went through a period of real, just the most joyful period. It was wonderful, and it's still wonderful. And I read some of those passages today, well, or someone reads them to me because of my eyesight, but they're as rich, and they're the living word. I understand what that means. Because they just deepen and deepen and deepen. It's marvelous. Love it.
Well, Mara, that's how Gary and I started on cassettes, and we felt the same freedom you're speaking about. But I gotta say, you started with a really tough cassette. Jesus on Science. You know? That was a heavy one.
Yeah,
that's
scientific background.
Well, okay, because I'm like, man, you jumped right to like the, you know, the PhD course side of things.
You know, that's what I've always called this group, is when we're doing those webinars and seminars, and I think I've taken every single webinar that there is to take, and I always refer to it as the studies as the most comprehensive universe in the universe. it's marvelous.
That's awesome. We had a friend. We had a friend in our circle once when we were reading the book together, and very intelligent man, and I think he was a PhD as well. And he said the same thing. He called it the PhD course in love and spirituality and life. And I always remembered that. I always liked that too. So. I'm so glad you brought back that memory. Thank you.
Oh, I love that. Hey, I have some great news, everybody. For the umpteenth time in the history of this Conversations with Jesus, we ran out of TV. And it was not an easy thing to get them restocked. So I got to thinking, well, does that mean we're over? No way is he going to let this be over. So I got real creative, called my webmaster, called the company that's been making the CDs. And they said, well, you know, the problem is that people don't buy CDs much anymore. They, new cars don't even have CD players anymore. I thought, oh, goodness, what are we going to do? Okay, and then it all came together. I talked to my webmaster. We are going to offer downloadable, both set and individual, sessions. There's 14 sessions in Conversations with Jesus. And people through the years have actually asked for individual sessions, but it breaks up a set, so we haven't been able to do that. Sometimes they'll get a scratch on them or a ding or something else, and they'll want to replace it. And that would break up a whole set. So it's been kind of hard for us to do that. Now, with the downloadable versions, it's your playground. But in addition to that, what we're going to do is have all of the recordings put on a USB stick, which means you can stick it in your computer, you can stick it in your car, wherever, your laptop, whatever device you have that will play from a DVD stick. So, and I'll keep looking around, and at some point I'll find somebody who can replenish the CD set for us. But I'm really excited that we're moving forward and upgrading the media that we're able to deliver these messages on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you say a DVD? D as in David, V as in vision, and C, a DVD, or D, I mean, excuse me, the last letter is David, D, like a D in
right.
David.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you said? I mean, like, could you put it in a player for, to listen on the television?
No.
Oh.
Because there's no video. There's no video with it.
Yeah.
Only. Well, you could actually put it in a player that is adapted for USB. Any player that will take a USB stick. It's kind of like, how do I explain it? You might have backed up your computer on a USB memory stick. Well,
yep. I am not able to, well, let's not get in. I don't want to get into my situation. Maybe I can talk to you later about that because it's.
Almost all computers have, a place where you can enter, a DVD stick. It's a USB drive that, is on every computer. All you have to do is put the stick in that drive, and then it comes up on your screen as an option for you to open, and you open it and you listen to it.
Yeah. I don't have a computer is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I have friends that are reading to me, so that
good.
Is very, very good. I'm very
good.
Grateful for that. And,
all right.
And I have my memory, and I have, my friend, Yeshua, right there close by, and he sends me wonderful messages. So
wonderful.
That's
wonderful.
Just wonderful.
And he always will.
And I thank you again, Glenda, and I hope that these little brief times that get longer and longer for you where you are able to speak, but you're doing very well, and I'm thrilled about that. That's great.
Well, thank you, Maura. And yes, I apologize, but I have not been able to keep a number of my promises to have webinars and a video blessing seminar. I have really, really been challenged for a number of months.
Oh, I know you have. And I, you know what, Linda, I don't expect that. I understand. I feel like I understand. And I've always said, if I ever get marooned on an island, I want to have two books with me.
Okay.
Without end and the key.
That's lovely.
Yeshua.
Well, thank you, Mama. We love our connection to you. And, I just wanted to let everybody know that our mission in this world is not over. Just because I've had a few silent weeks overcoming some health issues. This mission in the world is actually getting ready to fire up greater than ever, and it will. So,
and I think it will too. And
okay. And
when we all cross over to the other side, it will continue. I'm sure of that. Yes, it will. It's in the air we breathe now.
Yes.
And all we have to do is breathe it in.
Right.
And then let it out to release it.
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful, Mara. That's beautiful, Mara.
You're all beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
This is a beautiful group.
Yeah, we're all glowing right now. I can feel it.
And we'll be doing a seminar, I imagine, in 3 or 4 weeks, we'll be in our next seminar, webinar. We're not ready for our in-life seminar yet, but.
You know, I'd just like to say, and Mara, you know, you've taken all the seminars, but a lot of people haven't, and they're still out there. So there's so much material, and there's so much to enjoy and to work with and to be blessed by. So I would encourage people, if they haven't, just to go through the website and the store and look at them and pick the one that resonates that you know is going to, you know, just be the right seminar.
Oh, wonderful. And I really highly recommend the 12 Eternal Laws of the Universe. I love that one, too. Well, I like all of them, but that's one of my favorites. And they're all wonderful. And I hope you are not under any illusion that I have a PhD.
I think you do.
I have a strong a friend of mine said, "What do you do all that studying with Glenda for?" And I said, "Well, no one had ever asked me that question." I said, "I guess it's my passion." And that even surprised me that came out, but it did. And I thought, yeah, that's right. It is. So, thank you. Thank you, all of you. You're always so kind.
Well, you are. And we love you, Nate. We love you, Mara.
Thank you.
We have Mia here. We have one more caller that just came online, if that's okay, Mara, if you're good.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Okay, we love you, Mara. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're so welcome. I love being with you.
Thank you, and God bless you always. And Glenda, we have Nancy.
Hello, and have a wonderful Sabbath, everybody. It's so good to talk to you and hear what's being said. And I want to kind of follow on what Mara said and what you've been talking about. And I have a blessing to request. And first, I have a short little story to tell you. I did another seminar type thing based on Love Without End. And it had to do with asking for and receiving information from spirit. And I talked about the fact that we are love. Then I talked about love, spirit, and the adamantine particles. And then we talked about receiving information into our being when we ask. And anyway, so I talked about the book. Well, last Tuesday I went back to a group, or maybe it was Wednesday, I went back to one of the groups I had spoken with, and this woman came up to me, her name's Elizabeth, and she's psychic. She has seen spirits since she was very tiny, and for many, many years, she wasn't able to control what really is a gift, but she was kind of constantly at the beck and call of anything that came her way. She finally learned to control it. But after the seminar, she bought the book and she started reading it, and she told me, "Oh, Nancy, I can't believe it." And her face just lit up. I mean, you could just see the love surrounding her. And I thought to myself, oh, thank you, God, there was somebody in that class who was ready and could read that book and receive that blessing. And so what I wanted to ask the blessing for is all of those people who are out there ready to receive it and receive the information that we haven't reached yet. So each of us can help get the message out, and that's the mission. So we need to do our part, and there's so many people out there who are ready, and you never know who it might be. So that's my request for the blessing, that those who are ready to receive the information in Love Without End are actually presented the opportunity by someone who's already read the book.
Oh, that's great, Nancy. And you know how it's done? We ask on their behalf.
Yes.
You said asking is the only thing, so we ask on their behalf.
Exactly.
And I will. I do that anyway, but I'll give it such a little push on it today.
Yes. You know, there's another place in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 33:3, which says something similar. So we really need to be open and have our antenna wiggling around looking for these people. So
yeah,
that we
exactly.
can get them what they're seeking. Yeah.
And one at a time is all it needs.
That's right. So anyway,
if you look at the story of Yeshua's life, to see how many times it was just one person at a time, the woman at the well, the woman who touched his cloak, walking through the town, the child he healed, the lame man he healed. It was so often, one at a time. Now, of course, he stood on the hillside, Sermon on the Mount. Of course he did that. Probably many times.
As we share, it starts to spread exponentially.
Exactly.
And so we have, each one of us just has a little bit of work to support the mission. And if we all do that, we'll reach that beautiful point where we have a change on earth that is so wonderful. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And think of it, everybody. Twelve core apostles. Now, there were more than that. There actually were more. But of the named apostles, there were 12. They changed the world. Well, today, it is estimated that there are 5 billion people who say they are Christian. That doesn't account for denominations or doctrine or, what they believe specifically about his message, his life, the protocol, the church, or not many of the churches at all. But I think 5 billion from 12.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And if they would just read Love Without End.
Right on, Nancy.
They'd really be Christian.
Well, you know, right after the first book was published and it was handed to me, I held it. It's the one that went with me to the unveiling of the book. It was a festive sit-down dinner. People came from all over the world. We had over 300 people in one room. dining together with entertainment and speakers announcing this work to the world. And the original Lamb and the Lion painting was there also. But when I first received the first copy, I held it between my hands. And I asked that that book be multiplied during my life to 1 billion books.
Wow.
We have now sold over 1 million, but we got a ways to go.
Right there. Yeah. And boy, there are a lot of people who need it right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Right now.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, my darling. We love you so much, and we cherish your support and your love and your faith that God's will be done in all of this.
Oh, Glenda, golly, thank you so much. I feel so blessed when you say that. And I send back that love doubled and tripled to everybody on the call. Thank you.
Oh, okay. We accept it, Nancy.
Thank you. Goodbye. Have a good week.
Yeah, we sure will. You too. And, Nancy, I think somebody popped online. If we can make it quick, let's take the call. Okay.
I did open the call. Christopher?
Yes, Chris. And thank you so much for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I'm requesting prayers and blessings for my son. He has terminal tumor in his brain. And also MS on top of that. And he survived 3 operations already, and doctors were not even sure he was going to be able to survive them. But anyhow, he's fairly stable right now, but partially paralyzed on his left side. So I really would love some blessings and prayers for him for a full recovery.
Oh, what's his name?
Aaron. And he has 4 Aaron. Children, 4 sons.
Oh. Okay.
I'm military man.
Okay. Okay, he has my heartfelt faith and blessing that the will of God be done in healing everything that needs to be healed.
Mm-hmm. We're so glad you called, Chris.
Yeah, I really am glad. And everybody learned from that. See, this was right at the last. But he knew he needed to call. If you need a blessing, ask for it. Because, we get through our sessions, every Sunday with love and delightful conversations and messages that come through from Yeshua. But there's always room for anybody that needs to ask for prayer or blessing. So don't hesitate. You just get on the board. And we will definitely take your call if you're on the board. Okay? But the board is clear now, so let's just get on with our blessing for today. How about that? Nancy, are you good with that?
That is perfect. And thank you everybody for sharing today. It was a beautiful, beautiful time together.
It was. Okay. Now. You don't do anything on the blessing except pray. There's no mudras, there's no moves, there's no stances, no protocols. You just receive. That's your job. You see, open yourself without any resistance, unconditionally, unqualified, unlimited to receive. Just receive. And you don't even have to understand what you're receiving because it's safe. You're receiving from your Heavenly Father, you're receiving from the Holy Spirit, and you're receiving from Yeshua. Love, sacred energy, divine light, purpose that makes all things whole. You're receiving understanding, enlightenment, forgiveness, redirection, inspiration, messages, and opportunity. You're receiving anything you need. It's there. However, there's one however. It's going to be written, all written and packaged in an energetic flow that moves through you with the speed of light. And so it will move through you quickly and many times, not just once. It will be a vibrational flow that moves through the head, through your toes, into the earth, from the earth back up through your body, and back into the heavens. Back and forth and back and forth as many times as you will allow it. Printing and imprinting on you the content of the blessing and what it's giving to you. So we want you to be in your prayer because that attracts from this enormous field of energy what is specially meant for you. It doesn't hurt if it has been more than what's meant for you. It just means you've got something to give someone else maybe during the week. So I'm not going to say in any way limit what you receive. But as you pray, it will attract the energy that's coming for those purposes. And you'll see it show up pretty clearly as you get through the next week. Yeah, just want you to stretch out, get your body to where it can receive. You know, we can, even in a simple, happy conversation, we can actually get tense from listening. I remember back when I was in college, I just hunched over my desk and looking for that next word to write down, to think about. Okay, it's all done. It's all over now. Time to relax. Just let go. Just let go. Open up. Stretch your arms, stretch your legs. If you can stand, that's great. If you're just sitting down, you can still stretch your arms and legs. And very importantly, if you can, turn your torso to the right and the left because that energizes the flow in your spine. And then turn your neck to the right and the left and tilt it a little bit to the right, and then tilt it to the left, tilt it back, and tilt it forward, so that you've really stretched out all of the vertebrae that could be locked in a fixed position, okay? Not saying there's anything bad about it, but we can all get kind of locked in sometimes when we've been sitting too long or leaning our head too far in one direction. So let's limber up, just limber up. Now, let's take a deep breath. Okay, we're going to expand that diaphragm button, that deep breath. Hold it, and now release it. Let your shoulders drop as you release it. Take another very deep breath. Raise your shoulders and lower your diaphragm to take in all of the air you can. And then exhale and drop your shoulders. Now we're going to start our four square breath, which is all about mindful breathing, which is all about mindful living. We give. We pause. We receive. And we pause. These two pauses are where the miracle happens. It's where the magic happens. The growth happens. The healing happens. What's this all about? Will you give? Well, you don't just give and take back. You give. You let it be received. You let it benefit the field of life we all belong to. Then you take back your share. So you're not taking back the same breath. You're taking back your share of the common field of life, the common field of breath. You hold it so that your body can receive it and do something with it and not just be breathing that breath back out. These points of sharing and assimilating, that's where the healing occurs. That's where the miracle occurs, the growth, the happiness, the satisfaction. That's where all that occurs. Okay? So, and we call this the mindful breath because, and the four square breath, because you're going to count out to four. You're four. I'm not going to coach you through it because I might go too fast or too slow for somebody. You're going to do your four, breathing out. Count to four, waiting. Count to four, breathing back. And then count to four, assimilating. You're going to learn a lot about life doing this. And I highly recommend that you do this breath at least once a day. Because it teaches you to be really a good steward of the air of life. A good steward of the energy of life. And how to portion it out for sharing and the benefit of yourself and the others. So, let us begin. We're going to do the four square breath together. Okay? And then I'm going to offer my prayer to Yeshua. And the blessing givers will join me for the blessing. Oh Lord, our brother, our friend, Son of God. Our love for you is beyond our ability to put words for it. For you are our life. You are the one who gives us rest and healing. Something to truly rejoice about beyond all the limitations of this world. All the limitations of this life. And the one who really puts life into our living so that the quality of our life is worth the effort we extend being here. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. And we thank you for being here with us right now, today, with each person in this call and all of their loved ones, wherever their loved ones may be. We ask that you be with them, that you extend this community one by one, and by one, out to the extent at least of six, as it goes out into life. We ask on behalf of everyone seeking the truth, seeking love, seeking answers, that they find you. We ask for that union to be created. The union which you created through your life in potential. Let it be consummated now that they seek and find you. We pray with all our hearts that the joy we have in knowing you shall be a joy given unto all of our fellow brothers and sisters of humanity. We pray for the life of this planet, that it be cared for. We pray for those who are hungry, that they find food. And that they ask in order to find. We ask for those who are in trouble, that they find help. We ask for those who are lonely, that they find a friend. We ask for the children who have less care than they need, that caring adults will show up for them, feed them and clothe them and give them safety and love. We ask for our planet that it be healed. We ask for peace on earth. We ask for all of those who have been through climactic traumas of storm and damage, that they have hope and community and help in rebuilding what was lost. We ask for all of those in zones of war that they shall survive and move on to a future with peace and rebuilding. We ask for our leaders that they be filled with wisdom, that they be filled with understanding of what truly is best for the greater number of people whose lives they steward and lead. We ask for answers that we need in creating a better nation, a better world, a better human community, with more understanding, more tolerance, more forgiveness, more inclusion, with understanding and happiness offered to every person. All of these things we ask in your name and surrender to the will of God as you bless us. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me? Let us conduct the blessing. Amen. 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 Your blessing has been given. Now, you're not finished receiving, so I want you to go lie down. I mean, really lie down, like on a bed, or stretched out on a sofa, for at least 7 minutes. At least. It's okay if you fall asleep, but don't continue your prayer. Don't do anything involved thinking or with your mind. Be a blank slate, because the blessings of God are what you want, not your thoughts about it right now. Okay? And be blessed. I wish you a blessed and joyous week that is better than you thought it would be. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to being with you again next week.